Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's April 1st, 2014. Be on the lookout for anyone trying to convince you of something that might seem outlandish or outrageous. Or this is the day they'll oftentimes trick you and say, April Fools. Well, we don't do that around here. In fact, we're going to be sharing with you some etiquette and manner tips. And so I have a friend waiting on hold. Her name is Cassandra Sorella Brown, also known as Sandy Barnes, from our area. But first, a little clip of a song to get you ready for today's lesson. That's just a little classic. In fact, in light of knowing I was going to do this interview, thank you, God, for Google search. I typed in etiquette lyrics or songs, and I was able to download that a few minutes ago. But before I have Cassandra share, wow, was last night's Singing Men rehearsal great? I think we spent the first 45 minutes before we opened in prayer testifying to the glorious occasion we had on Saturday night at our community appreciation concert. So many of the men had stories and feedback, whether it was people they invited that maybe don't attend church or aren't believers, and how appreciative they were of the concert and blessed because of it, to unique circumstances or God sightings where the men received some important or specialized or personal feedback from people as a consequence of our singing or the night's event, to the way even Steve Green or Twyla Paris or Dick Tunney responded to us in private or off stage, or some of the comments they had about our group. So the men were all pumped up. So thank you, God, for that community appreciation concert. Well, thank you, Cassandra, for being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. But I just heard someone leave saying, Sandy, when you're done, come down to the pool. Now, that's not fair that you're there in Florida, and here we're just kind of squeaking out 40 and 50 degree temperatures, thinking it's great if it gets to be a high of 57.
I am blessed indeed, Mark. I am blessed to have a dear friend who treats me like more than a blood sister, all expense paid vacation here in Florida, and I am so grateful to her and God working through her.
Well, I guess it comes at a great time because you've been praying up, getting back into radio and recalibrating something that you've done for years, where you've taught etiquette and manners and giving out tips and utilize scripture and life experiences and being a life coach for people and working in little girls or younger women's lives. And you get a little refuge to kind of say, okay, Lord, help me think this through. Help me pray this up. So in a minute, I want to talk about some etiquette tips and some of the manners and some things to be aware of during the holidays. But it's kind of like, I don't know. My etiquette is so far off. Is this a good conversation for me to be having? But before
Mark,
we get into...
you are a perfect gentleman.
Oh, well, thank you. But before we get into that, we haven't met up in 2 or 3 years, but it's been some years since you shared your powerful God-honoring story of literally him rescuing you from the depths of despair and rescuing you really from almost like a terminal illness where it's surprising you're so healthy and alive and with it today. And so maybe give us a little peek back into some of the ways God was at work in your life and continues to be at work in your life, but how he's really rescued you.
Well, the truth of the matter, Mark, is there are many people that have what's now being dubbed as unseen or hidden illnesses. And visualizing you're seeing me in person, I look completely fine, but my pain level can be anywhere. A good day is a 3, a 4. A bad day is 9, 10, and I'm barely able to walk. When you and I first connected, I'd been diagnosed with a rare form of neuropathy, CIDP, and that stands for chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy. It's a $5 way of saying my nerves hurt all the time. Mm. And even recently, I don't think you knew about this, about 2 years ago, I was taken to Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, and I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. Now, that's my skin, my nerves, and anything can hurt on me. And I have my really good days, but I have my challenging days, and it's life skills, changing my life skills. But yes, you knew me at the time when I not been able to walk and had to learn to walk all over again. And that was most definitely a miracle, seeing that most people, including the doctors, thought I'd be dead by now. But the challenges continue, and I continue transitioning in my life. And with the etiquette and the mentoring, I'm back involved with the clinic program as well, and I'd like to give you some more information on that a little bit later to do a PSA on, which is fabulous for this community. It's interactive, life skills, self-improvement type of work. It's clinic.com. It's excellent work. And between my Bible and my clinic work, I don't know if I could have gotten through the things I've gotten through without it.
Tell me a little more about the clinic and spell it for our listeners that might want to go to that website.
Clemmer is spelled K like Kim, L like Larry, Edward, Mary, Edward, Robert.com.
Clemmer is spelled K-L-E-M-M-E-R, Clemmer.com. You can find out more information and tell me a little more about it. And then back to your story, because I think I knew you right around the time I was seeking out volunteers for the Passion of the Christ. So tell us a little more about Clemmer and then how we met up.
Clemmer is an incredible program that changes the lives of everybody that it touches. It has a rippling effect in the community. As a matter of fact, the Christie Clinic people here in town are so dedicated to it and committed to it. They send all of their employees through this program. It's life-changing. If it weren't for my Bible and my Clemmer work, I don't know how I could deal with my transitions in such a healthy and optimistic way, Mark.
An optimism you brought to the table when you came and volunteered. Is that where we first met some years ago?
Yes, it was Passion of the Christ. After seeing it with my daughter's class, St. Thomas More, I'm a talker. I have a gift for gab, a gift for godly gab sometimes. But I was speechless. And when I was listening to your station and that you needed volunteers to man the tables, I had to volunteer. It changed my life. The Moody, as well as the station, and working with you and Great News Radio. You're doing an incredible job in this community. You reach people that you have no idea about, Mark, and I'm grateful to call you friend, and I'm grateful to be a part of the Great News family.
Had you been here this past weekend, we had our community appreciation concert, and I know I would have probably had you handing out programs or smoozing with the people or assisting in various ways. It's been a while. We haven't caught up in a few years, and so you're in Florida now, but when you're talking about this Christie program and the Clemmer, that's right here locally in the greater Champaign-Urbana area, right?
Yes. Clemmer, they're held in any city that will host them. It's not something that they go around promoting. It's self-promoted from people that have attended the classes. And I volunteered and staffed with them many times, but I'm really looking forward to becoming a part of their staff full-time. I love the facilitating work. I love helping people. And it's a way to bring all of my gifts together. And that's what I want to do with this part of my life, with this chapter of my life, I should say.
And give us a little update. I think the last time we met up, wasn't one of your sons enlisted or a translator or serving?
Yes. My son, John, he's still with the Air Force and doing very well. My daughter, she's local, and she's singing with different bands and finding her own way.
And so you're in Florida enjoying that warm weather. Please bring some back to us. We got a little sample of it on Sunday where many of us could be out raking or maybe grilling or just feeling the warmth on our faces. And I think things obviously now will finally improve in the coming days, but I think we're so itching to have some good relaxing time out in the sun in the yard. And you're getting a little refuge because of this great friend, but God's been putting on your heart to take up your cause of helping people with tips on etiquette and manners and working with the Proverbs. Tell me a little about this.
Well, you and I spoke about me doing an etiquette or manners minute type of thing a couple of years ago when you first started the placemats. And we were talking about that, and we were cross-doing things. You had a lot on your plate at that time, and so did I. And we never really got back around to that, but I love the idea of starting that with you and having that syndicated. It's something that I'm passionate about. It's easy to do. It's fun. And I'd like to make that commitment to you. And as far as the Proverbs, on my drive down here, I love driving. People wouldn't believe that with my type A personality, but I really enjoy a drive that has a destination, not just around in circles. But on my drive, I heard a station doing the Proverbs 31 yesterday, and wow, we need that at Great News Radio, reading that daily. It makes sense. I love the way that the station is going now and the growth and all of the different beautiful things that are happening with the station. And I feel that a reading of the Proverbs daily fits perfectly with the new paradigm shift that you've made.
Yeah, God continues to always be faithful and will be honored no matter what. And it's been wonderful these last few years, just all the people that God has raised up to kind of enhance our broadcast through Joey Kroll, through Pastor Jason Schiffo, through others that have assisted behind the scenes. We got this great bookkeeper that drives in once a week from Danville, Fran Green, who's just phenomenal. And it's so special when you hire a person with the gift sets to do certain things. And she's been great. Joey, as I mentioned, Steve Carmichael, who kind of is like a temporary employee. He did our whole community appreciation concert, all the logistics, the fundraising, the behind-the-scenes contractual agreements, all the different kind of things. He would have to go out and meet with people, saving me all that effort and energy. And we've always had our long-term staff with Karen Harrison and Bethany Harrison. And I mean, I could go on and on. Stephen McClary, our director of the Singing Men of GNN, who those guys have just been so faithful to meeting on Monday nights. We had a great rehearsal last night, and it's just great to see how God is using that. We're still doing our trips to Israel, and you were on one of those some years back.
Yes, and God willing, I will be with you this November as well. And I want to lovingly remind you, Mark, you knew that you were burning both ends of the candle, and you wore all of the hats. I am so grateful to God that He has the right people in your life to share the responsibility. We could not lose you or the station, and you were doing too much, spread way too thin. And I'm grateful that there are qualified people who are lovingly filling in the gaps. It's beautiful. I love Mark and friends. It's my favorite way to start my day.
Well,
really it is.
A testimony to God's goodness, because I think even when we're inept or we don't maybe have the skill sets or the abilities, maybe He delights in it. I don't know how that all works. Or He gets all the credit or all the glory. We had this conversation recently where I said, you know, I can say that I'm enthusiastic, I'm passionate, and I'm sincere. But the reality is I slur my words. I use the wrong terminology. I'll get redundant, and that's a pattern. I'll get a word in my mind, and I might say it 40 times during an interview or something. And it's like, well, Lord, you know, I just have to lean and trust in You. And it's a good state to be in, because I think when we get prideful or we think we're really good at something, that's when we can really mess up or we can start thinking it's about us. And so I have no illusions. I mean, I'm appreciative that there are listeners that tune in, and I try to have people like yourself and other people that have God-honoring testimonies, and then I pray I can just lift out of them things that are helpful or can be attributed to God or be useful in their lives so that they'll benefit by tuning in. But my goal is usually to try to not mess up and to get out of the way, to be honest with you.
I think what you're doing is fantastic. And if that were to be true, you're only following in the footsteps of the greats like Dr. Charles Stanley with his thick Southern accent and is, ain't, and isn't, and his Southern phrases, or Dr. Tony Evans and his ethnic accent. It cannot be anything other than a black guy that's talking on the radio. And that did not hold back their ministry or their calling. They are very authentic. And so are you, Mark.
Well,
our community is fortunate to have you and your ministry.
We're sharing the love this morning. You're sharing the love.
Deserve it.
Hey.
You deserve it.
For our listeners that are tuning in, maybe they're driving to work. I can't think of what the next upcoming holiday is, but you have worked for many years as a life coach with individuals, with younger girls and young women, with etiquette. Maybe today, are there 5 or 10 tips or points of advice, or whether it's with speech or how we handle ourselves in a situation or phone etiquette, or maybe something that God's put on your heart that you can communicate, where we can say, you know what, I didn't think about that before. I got to be more conscientious of others when I do this. Or, gosh, that's a helpful example, Cassandra. Thanks for sharing that this morning.
Well, you know, Mark, my training started, I'm thinking, probably before I was walking with my mother, and it started with please and thank you, yes and no. And being a Southerner, y'all and yep and nope wasn't allowed. Hmm. All the way up to being trained by Emily Post's grandson 2 or 3 years ago, I did training with him. My training is of the utmost, from mama's knee to the most sophisticated training that money and time could buy. And I will tell you, it goes back to what you learn at 5 years old, sticks with you. Please, thank you. Holding a door, it still comes back to the basics. Yes, no, please, thank you. And no matter what your peers speak like, knowing how to transition that and speak intelligently to people that are not your peers. When I think of men and women as far as dating, whether you split the check or the guy is picking up the check, holding the door is still a gentlemanly thing to do, and it's not the woman being stuck up to expect that. It's still the gentlemanly thing to do. And the military guys should not be the only guys that we assume have manners. Many men have great manners, and it's time to spruce that up a bit. I think the casual Friday has been going on a bit too long. I'll give you a tip when we go to restaurants. Speaking to the waitress, making sure that the order is correct before she leaves. If you're splitting the tab, letting her know ahead of time, being polite to the wait server. That person is working hard, and it's hard work, and they're working for their tips. And usually you get great service when you are a polite customer. If you have small kids that are not, they don't do well in public, they shouldn't be in public. Many people spend good, times are tight, money is tight. And a couple that's having an anniversary dinner, if you're bringing children out to dinner or lunch at an adult place, not a family-friendly, but mostly adult place, if they're not ready for that, that should not be something that you put on the rest of the public. The waitress should not have to discipline your children, nor should the customers around you. If your children aren't ready for that, you're not ready for that without a sitter.
You know what? I'll give you an example. The other night I went to the ribeye with Holly and Esther, and actually I was trying to multitask. You know me. I had a guy meet up with us so I could do some business work at the same time. It was actually on my birthday, so I was trying to please Mama and go out with her, and yet I called Steve Carmichael with our big event coming up, and I figured, hey, come join us for dinner, because, you know, single guy, wanted him to come out, and I said we can cover some of the final details. And little Esther was there, and at one point I thought, oh, I wonder if they have crayons here, because, you know, many of the family-style restaurants have crayons so they can do drawing. And I started looking around and thought, you know, I'm the only one in here with, like, a little four-year-old. This probably wasn't the best choice. And, you know, she kind of got wiggly and wanted to dance around the table a little, and finally, the waitress, they did say, hey, you know what, I think we have a coloring book somewhere. Let me find some crayons. But I thought, you know, I shouldn't put Esther through that or the other people in the restaurant. And here's another funny story. There was a couple gentlemen sitting at a table near us, and Esther runs and up to the guy, looks at the back of his head, runs over, goes and points at him. That man has a ponytail, Mommy. Daddy, that man has a ponytail. And we're like, and, you know, she's yelled this out. I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
And to say it, to piggyback on that, I know that families have different schedules during the week. I'm not expecting miracles. But can families coming together at least once during the week, maybe on the weekend, twice on the weekend, and sitting down together, clearing off that kitchen table of whatever's cluttering it, and sitting there together? Quick way to remember, fork, plate, spoon, knife. Get your kids learning how to do that, and they won't be embarrassed when there's a special event or a wedding and no one knows what to do with the silverware.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. I'm sure we could spend an hour just talking on different things, and I see we're getting close to SRN News not wanting to wait, and we want to be polite and make sure our programming lineup continues consistently. But I'm sure you could talk about eye contact. It seems like nowadays people are always looking down, or they're looking at their hands because that's where their cell phone is, and they're barely even talking. In fact, if you're across the room, they may text you instead of getting up out of the chair and talking to you in person. And I think at another point we could talk about, what do you do with somebody that's like using slang, and how do you maybe transition the conversation so you're not embarrassing them and yet you're trying to, I guess, raise the level of communication?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Phone code, phone down, phone off. It's not okay. It's not polite. And even with your own family and friends, phone down, phone off. It's very rude. And we're so connected to the world that we're not connected to where we are. And unfortunately, many of us are spending time in places where we don't remember what we did, what we ate, what we said. And if you want to stay on the computer, being around other people isn't the place to do it. It's rude. There's no way I can sugarcoat that one.
Well, in case you just tuned in, we have Cassandra Cirillo Brown. Many of you know her as Sandy Barnes, and she lives locally here. And we'll see. We'll work on maybe some etiquette tips or manners, one-minute spots or public service announcements in the days ahead. And when we get near a holiday, maybe some of the things to be mindful of when you sit with family or guests or uncomfortable situations where, you know, Uncle Albert's going to be there and you know there's going to be some issues, or he's from this political party, and how do we maybe defer or get out of that conversation that could get heated. So we'll keep you around. Find up some more tips. And what's that website for people to find out more about Clemmer?
Yes, they can contact me through you. The next local one in Champaign, I will be selling tickets to it. To get an overview, a feel for the Clemmer program, it's KLEMMER.com. That's Clemmer.com. And if Christy endorses it, you know it's a pretty special program.
Yeah. Well, thank you, God, for friends that can help underwrite costs to get you on vacation or get you relaxed in a safe and wonderful and comfortable state so that you can hear his voice. We'll pray up your scripture reading today and when you return, and we'll see how God continues to lead you, Cassandra, in the days ahead. So thanks for being available, and enjoy your time there on the beach or at the pool or in the sun for sure.
My pleasure, and I'm so glad we've reconnected.
All right, take care.
Thank you. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mark.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.